Welcome to worship here with Stockbridge Presbyterian Church. My name is Betsy Turner, and I am the pastor. This is the 13th week in ordinary time and our 16th Sunday of gathering in this way due to the coronavirus. I think of all of you, and I am glad to be back with you after last week. I want to extend a special word of thanks to Patrick Day, Nancy Kinzer, and all our friends at Northminster Presbyterian who welcomed us all to worship last week when I was off. It is good for us to be back together this week and to join our hearts and our minds in worship together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Will you join me in singing our hymn, O God, our help, in ages past? Our God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of your throne, your saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is your arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting you are God, to endless years the same. Would you pray with me? Holy God, in the midst of a lot of chaos and confusion, much stress and anxiety, we come to worship you. Help us to quiet other voices in these moments so that we might hear you speaking to us. Bind us together across the distance that separates, through the gift of technology and by the power of your Holy Spirit, and grant your peace to our frantic minds, our weary bodies, and our restless spirits. Come, Spirit, come. And be with us. Amen. Our scripture reading today is from the book of Psalms. It is Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. And my enemy will say, I have prevailed. And my foes will rejoice, because I am shaken. But I trusted in the steadfast love of God. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation, O Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for God has dealt bountifully with me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How long, O Lord? The cry of an ancient reaches our modern ears across the span of history, thousands of years between the one who wrote those words for us and today as we experience them. A stranger crying out in a strange land, and yet across all of this time and all of this space, the words and the feeling in the words is familiar. Loss. Sorrow, anger, despondency, grief, rage, fear, frustration, impatience, doubt, terror, uncertainty, pain. This is a psalm of lament, of crying out to God. And lament is a faithful response. It's something I think we need to reclaim as part of our religious vocabulary and part of our practice of the faith. And we are in good company when we lament, because lament is an ancient discipline and we find it throughout our Bible. Lament is the most common kind of psalm. There are praise psalms and psalms for traveling up to Jerusalem. There are instructional psalms, but the most common kind of all are lament psalms. I think we forget that because we tend to think of the praise ones, the words of comfort, like Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Or 121, "I lift my eyes to the hills where my help comes from." Or one of my personal favorites, Psalm 46, "The Lord is my refuge and my strength, an ever-present help in trouble." But it turns out that the book of Psalms, this songbook of the Bible, is filled with the blues, with lament, with crying out to God, as in our psalm for today. Lament is taking whatever makes you want to weep or throw up your hands or holler or curl up into a ball. It's taking those feelings and traumas and disasters, both personal and communal, and entrusting them to God. And lament is a good thing. It's a faithful thing. It is a right response to the painful realities all around us. A global pandemic, economic turmoil, the scourge of racism, the ongoing disaster of climate change caused by our own abuse of this beautiful planet, all the divisions and the injustice in our nation and our world, we lament. Lament is also the right response to the painful realities within us. Anxiety and fear, trauma and pain, loneliness and isolation, broken relationships, broken dreams, broken hearts. In the face of all of this, on behalf of a groaning world and our own weary selves, we cry out to God. How long, O Lord, help? We are in trouble. We are in pain. Things are not okay. Things are not right. How long, O Lord? When I have had hard moments in my life and in my faith, times of grief where faith felt like a hard thing to hold on to, and God seemed pretty far away, and things seemed really unfair and wrong, lament has been the gift that has gotten me through. Pollyanna-ish optimism that denies or glosses over the struggle doesn't work, not for long. Putting on a happy face and pretending that everything is fine when it's not is soul-crushing. And the well-intentioned platitudes and cliches about God's plan or everything happening for a reason, those kind lies that people tell, mostly to make themselves feel better, ultimately aren't helpful either, because they're just not true. What has gotten me through hard times, times of loss and grief, times where I had more questions than answers, times when I laid awake in the night wondering if light would ever come, it is lament that has sustained me and preserved and transformed my faith in the midst of all those doubts and fears and questions and grief. The simple, profound, important truth that it is okay to feel the feelings, and it is okay to let those feelings be known to God. That's what lament really is. And the power of lament is that it's honest and it's real. A lot of times we pray with flowery words and lofty language. We say what we think we're supposed to say, not really what we feel and what we really want to express to God. We clean it up and tone it down. We pray based on the faith we wish we had instead of the faith we're actually in at the moment. We sugarcoat things or cover up our realities as if God doesn't know already. But that's no way to have a relationship with anybody. Least of all, God. If we want to have an honest-to-God relationship with God, then we have to be honest with God. And lament is a gift because it's about just that. It's about being honest and open with ourselves and before God about the troubles and struggles, the doubts and fears, the brokenness and the wordless pain, the groaning of our hearts and our world, letting that all hang out in front of God and trusting that God can hold on to it and us. Somewhere inside our lament is an affirmation, a statement of faith. When we cry out, help, we are in trouble, we are in pain, things are not okay, things are not right. How long, O Lord? We are also somehow saying, we need you, God. We know we need you. We know that you are the healer, the fixer, and our friend. You're the one who made us and loves us and holds us fast through these storms, through these troubles. At the heart of lament is crying out to God, a turning toward God. And whether we turn at the end of our lament in the way that most of the lament psalms do, it's implied. Because we lament to and in front of and toward and with God. We're crying out on the assumption that God hears us. We may not know how that works, and it's certainly not the case that God is a grand Santa Claus who grants all our wishes. But when we're crying out to God, it's the to God part that's important. God's there, God's listening. Whether we mean it or not, then, lament is an act of courage and honesty and relationship and trust. Now, if this particular topic about lament is not hitting you right now, doesn't feel like a fitting word, if you're not particularly in a place of lament, then I celebrate that with and for you. I rejoice with you in the happiness and hope and assurance that you feel. And this sermon may not be meant entirely for you. I don't mean it to bring you down or make you feel bad. What I would suggest to those of you who don't feel like you're in a lament place is that you might flip a page or two in your Bible and find a psalm of praise and sing out to God a word of gratitude, a word of praise. Offer your gladness to God. And then from your own place of praise and gladness and hope and assurance, I would invite you to engage the lament of your neighbors and our nation and the world. See what you can learn and how you might be called and challenged and changed by listening for and trying to understand the laments of others. One of the ways that you can share your own joy and hope and assurance and God's love is to be humble and open and compassionate as you honor the lament of others. But for a moment, I do want to speak to those who are in a lamenting place, which I suspect is a lot of us in these long, difficult days. So I want to speak specifically to those who are experiencing loss and sorrow, anger, despondency, grief, rage, fear, frustration, impatience, doubt, terror, uncertainty, pain. I hope that you can hear this psalm, Psalm 13, and this sermon, perhaps, as your invitation to lament. You don't have to phrase it as a prayer, especially not a flowery, fancy one. You don't have to clean up your language or sugarcoat anything. Nothing is out of bounds or off limits when we lament. God can take it. You don't even have to have words. Your lament might come in the form of a groan or a sigh, a shaking fist or a falling tear. It can be a list of grievances, or it might just be a list of questions. Maybe you speak out your lament. Maybe you jot it down on paper. Maybe it comes out between sobs. Or maybe you just hold it in your heart. I can't promise you that lament is easy or comfortable, or that crying out to God will magically fix everything in your life or in our world. But I can tell you from my own experience that lament is a gift. It is a gift that God welcomes us as we are and receives our pain and our concern and our tears just as they are. Lament is not contrary to faith in God. It is part of a faithful and honest relationship with God. It's good and right and biblical to feel your feelings and to entrust them to God to lament. What I can promise you is this: that God can take whatever you need to offer. God can and does receive our feelings, our traumas, our disasters, both personal and communal. When we speak them, when we sigh them, when we weep our lament to God, God receives it tenderly. Whatever you're dishing out, whatever you're crying out, you can entrust it all to God, the one who is steadfast love and who always deals bountifully with us. Thanks be. Amen. Let us sing once again. A thousand ages in your sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. Time like an ever-rolling stream soon bears us all away. We fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. Our God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be now our guard while life shall last, and our eternal home. Friends, we respond to the steadfast love and salvation that come from our God with our own gratitude and generosity, made evident through the joyful giving of just a portion of what God has entrusted to us. Please support the mission and ministry of Stockbridge Presbyterian Church as we continue to serve God together during this unusual time. You can mail in your check, bring it by the office, or go online and use our secure giving portal at spcusa.org. My friends, freely have we received, and freely we give. Thanks be, and amen. Now, let us pray. Lord God, we bow in prayer, humbled by the reality that you wish to spend time with us. You long to be in relationship with us. You receive us and care for us no matter where we have been, what we have done, or how often we have neglected your will. Such knowledge is too wonderful for us, such grace beyond our understanding. We rest in your compassionate presence, freed from sin and alive to the transformation you promise. Awed by your mercy and kindness, we seek to respond with bold faith. Strengthen our resolve to follow where Christ leads and obey his commandment to love. In a world overflowing with anger and division, send us to be ambassadors of reconciliation. In the wake of injustice and pain, use us as instruments of righteousness and healing. As creation groans for relief, make us the bearers of hope and catalysts of life-giving change. When our faith is tested and we do not feel up to the demands of the disciple, remind us that you hear our lament and that you provide. Free from sin and alive in Christ Jesus, we pray without reserve for those people and places, circumstances and situations that weigh on our hearts and our minds this day. We pray for the sick and the hurt and those who care for them, for the dying and for those who grieve, especially those who must do so alone, for the poor and those who are most vulnerable, for the long oppressed and those still waiting for justice, for the anxious and those who feel most alone, for those in seats of power, that they would lead with honesty and wisdom and compassion for all people in their care. Hear us now as we name in silence or out loud in our own spaces our specific concerns and the particular ways we need your grace. We make our prayer in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Would you sing with me once again?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God all creatures here below. Praise God above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
I charge you now, my friends, as I always do, to go forth from this time of worship to love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit and lamenting what needs to be lamented. Go from this time trusting that you do not ever go alone, for the God of steadfast love and salvation, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, deals bountifully with us and will abide with us forever. Knowing this, my friends, be at peace. Amen.